This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. COVID-19 no longer represents a global health emergency, the World Health Organization said on Friday, a major step towards the end of the pandemic that has killed nearly 7 million people, disrupted the global economy, and ravaged communities. But WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the end of the emergency did not mean COVID was over as a global health threat.
The worst thing any country could do now is to use this news as a reason to let down its guard, to dismantle the systems it has built, or to send the message to its people that COVID-19 is nothing to worry about.
The WHO's emergency committee first declared that COVID represented its highest level of alert more than 3 years ago on January 30th, 2020. Airstrikes and gunfire rocked the Sudanese capital Friday as fighting showed no signs of abating despite the threat of renewed U.S. sanctions and warnings of a protracted conflict. Hundreds have died in nearly 3 weeks of fighting between forces of Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Battles persisted a day after U.S. President Joe Biden threatened to impose sanctions on those responsible for, quote, threatening the peace, stability, and security of Sudan and undermining Sudan's democratic transition. Russia's main mercenary group announced plans on Friday to pull out of the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. But Ukraine said the group's fighters were reinforcing positions to try to seize it before Russia marks victory in World War II Day next week. Wagner Group leader Yevgeny Prigozhin said his men had been starved of ammunition and would expect the army to take their place in Bakhmut next Wednesday. This is VOA News. A suspect has been arrested in Serbia's second mass shooting in 2 days. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Vucic says this new mass criminal attack after an attack on our children targeted randomly anyone who happened to be outside a hunter's hut, around a campfire, or outside their gate. This is an attack on our whole country, and each citizen feels it. A gunman killed 8 people and wounded 14 others in 3 Serbian villages, authorities and media report. Shaking a nation still in the throes of grief over a mass shooting a day earlier. Police have arrested a suspect after an all-night manhunt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A strong shallow earthquake hit central Japan, killing at least one person and injuring 13 others, but no tsunami warning was issued. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 6.2 quake struck on the west coast of Japan's main island. A government spokesperson says there was no reports of damage at 2 nuclear power plants in the area. Japan is one of the world's most earthquake-prone nations. What to do with the shoes by Yeezy? AP correspondent Donna Warder on the decision that's making Adidas uneasy.
Yeezy just jumped over Jumpman.
Adidas says it's still stuck with $1.3 billion worth of Yeezy sneakers following its breakup with Kanye West, or Ye, over his anti-Semitic comments. Adidas says operating earnings dwindled in the first 3 months of the year, and its breakup with Ye cost the company $441 million in lost sales. The company says it still hasn't decided what to do with unsold Yeezys. It could destroy the sneakers, which it says it's trying to avoid, or pay Ye royalties so they can be sold. I'm Donna Warder.
Britain's first coronation in 70 years takes place on Saturday, with Charles III crowned king in an elaborate Christian ceremony steeped in solemn ritual and more than a millennium of history. The coronation, the first of a British king since 1937, is the religious confirmation of his ascension after the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, last September. The Anglican service at London's Westminster Abbey will also see Charles's second wife, Camilla, crowned queen. Again, the World Health Organization says COVID no longer qualifies as a global emergency. The announcement on Friday marks a symbolic end to the devastating coronavirus pandemic that triggered once unthinkable lockdowns, upended economies worldwide, and killed at least 7 million people. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.